It's amazing when God needs money in places, how He moves on the hearts of people. And I mean, I think about that story I told some of y'all Sunday. I think Sunday's when I told that about this preacher that went and he preached in a church and he only had one message to speak that month. Only one. And he said, "Lord, I got to have a good offering. Because if I don't, I got to have a month's equivalent salary in this one church on this one Sunday. Because it's the only speaking engagement I got." And so he went and he spoke. And when he got through, they took my offering. And at that time, I'll just use a fictitious number. It was like $2,500 he got for that one Sunday. That was an equivalent to a whole month's salary for him. And he said, "Man, Lord, thank you for this." And he's looking at this beautiful check they give him for $2,500. And the Lord speaks to him and says, "See that little missionary across over there? He needs that worse than you do. Sign it and give it to him." And he says, "I rebuke you, devil." Now, see, why is it we have a problem believing, give, and it shall be given, huh? But he had a problem, too. And so the Lord says, called his name and said, "This is not the devil, this is God. I'm telling you to give that check to that man." So he turned it over and signed it and took it over, rolled up his hand. He said, "Are you a missionary?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Are you in a dire need for money?" I mean, see, he ain't going to trust God. You know, that's like, that's you and me. Now, don't you laugh at him, because we'd do the same thing. You know that? That's us. He said, "Yes." So he said, "Okay." He said, I shook his hand and said, "Here, the Lord told me to give you this." And I just turned that check loose and put it in his hand. He said, I walked off and we went to dinner. And he said, when we went to dinner, I'll just say the check was $2,500. You know, I don't know what it was, but I'll just use that as an even number. I'll give a number. It was like $2,517.39. And it was down to the penny, but I'll just round it off to $2,500 for simplicity. But he says, we went to dinner, and the pastor and his wife won't take all of us and the deacons to dinner after I spoke that day. And so we did. So we go to dinner, and I get way up on the end of the table, across a table from a deacon. And my wife's down there with his wife and the pastor. And also, I don't know how I got up here, but he said, we're sitting here talking. He said, all of a sudden, this deacon asked me, says, "How was the offering today? Did you get a good offering?" He said, "Yeah, I got a nice one." He said, "How much was it?" Well, he said, I really didn't want to tell him, but I told him, "Look, it was $2,517.39. He said, "I want to see the check." "You want to see the check?" "Yes."
Wow.
He said, "Well, I don't have it." He said, "What did you do with it?" He said, "I couldn't tell this guy I'd give away this check, so I give it to my wife." Uh-oh. He said, "Well, go get it. I want to see it." So he said, I get up, slide my chair back. I walk down to the other end of the table where she's eating with the other pastor wife, and I said, "Hi, honey, how's the food?" And she said, "Oh, it's great." So he said, I turned around, walked back up there and sat down. I told him, I said, "She took it out to the car. She don't have it either."
Uh-oh.
He said, "You're lying." Now see, God hates lying too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he's trying to cover himself, see. He don't want to let this man in his church think he made this money to give him all, and he gave it all away. And so he said, "You're lying. You gave it away, didn't you?" Uh-oh. "Okay, yes, I gave it away." He said, "The Lord spoke to me this morning and told me that the offering was going to be $2,513.39. And He told me that if you give that check away, like He's going to tell you, that I was to give you this one." And he reached in his pocket, and to the very penny, he said, when he folded in front of my eyes, it was exactly to the number 10 times the check I just gave away. Now, what can God do if you obey? What did He say? Give and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Not just a little. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over shall God give into your bosom. Men will give into your bosom. As God moved on. The Lord spoke to that wealthy deacon. This guy obviously had all the money he needed. God spoke to him and said, "Now, if my son obeys me today, you give him a check for 10 times. And this is what the offering is going to be." Isn't that amazing that God knew what the offering is going to be before the service?
Yeah.
to the penny? Is he pretty smart? Now see, does it pay good dividends to obey the king?
Amen.
It did for him that day. I guarantee. He was sweating it, thinking, this is all the money. This is a month's pay. I ain't going to get another speaking engagement. But when God told him to do something, reluctantly though, he obeyed. Now, how many of us are reluctant when God tells us to do something? Are we? Oh, you're like that too. You're like me, are you? Yes, we are, aren't we? How many times, I remember the first time God told me, young lady, that he told me when I went to a hospital room, I had never seen nobody healed in my life. And I went to a hospital room that night, and this man's wife came out and says, my husband has been diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer, and he there's not a chance that he can live. And I hear God speak to me just as clear as a bell. He said, son, tell Ed, it was Ed, said, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him, and I'll heal him. I prayed with her, and I'm walking down the aisle. I said, God, you didn't hear what she said. Lord, she says he has terminal cancer. I can't you just see God now saying, you know, if you ever get a hold of who I am, you won't ever question me again.
Amen.
See, that's what we all need to get a hold of who he is, don't we? Amen. But see, I mean, so when I hear these stories, I can think about all through the scriptures how God spoke to people and they didn't obey. They did not obey. I mean, so we haven't changed much, have we? We haven't changed much at all. But he says, if the advice of the wise is like a life-giving fountain, those who accept it avoid the snares of death. So, the advice of the wise, that's us, the children of God. We're supposed to be telling you what to do from the Word. What not to do. If God says, I don't like something, if he says, I hate lying, I need to be telling you, you're not supposed to lie because you ain't going to enjoy the results of lying. You know, who knows what it's going to bring, but it'll bring some kind of devastation into your life. You know, taking the blood of a little innocent child, you kill them, I can assure you, you will not like the results. You know, it's going to be devastating. But there's all kinds of things that we do that we're supposed to give good advice, and it's like a life-giving fountain. Now then, everybody's not going to accept it, are they? That's just like a while ago as we were talking up here. I think Lisa got a real revelation as we were talking. You know, we talked about, you know, God has, I forget the word we used, it's predestined. Yeah, that's the word. God has predestined some people, and that's what people think. Now, there's been ministries, churches that have built a doctrine about predestination. And they say, see, we're all predestined, and so if Keith is predestined to be saved, Benjamin's predestined to be lost. So it don't matter what you do, he's going to die in hell and you're going to heaven. Hey, if I believe that, I'd quit preaching. Why go tell anybody about Jesus if they're going to get saved anyway? But see, the Scripture says it is God's will that none should be lost.
Amen.
That all should be saved.
Yes.
Now, God predestined all of us to be saved.
Amen.
Everyone. But He gives you a choice in the matter. If you say, I don't want to be saved, God. I want to do my own thing. He said, I don't want you to be lost. I'll send my Holy Spirit to convict you. I'll send people by to tell you about me. I'll do all kinds. I'll send Dave's by to pass out, hand you a CD, tell you about how I do miracles still and everything. But you got to accept that CD, that DVD. You got to listen to it. And then you got to believe. And if you believe, you can be saved. But it's not my will that any should perish, that it all be saved. And it's also not my will that any should be sick, but all should be healed.
Right.
I'm the God that forgives all of your iniquities and heals all of your diseases.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yep.
And how many people don't believe that? They don't believe that. It was ordained, predestined, that we be saved, healed, and delivered.
Amen.
Every human being. God had a plan for every one of us. But boy, many of us have missed it big time. Haven't we?
Amen.
Yeah. Missed it. Completely missed it. The advice of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. How many people, just like this lovely lady over here, you know, she had a problem with breast cancer. She went to the doctor and had part of it removed or had it all removed or whatever, and then wound up with an arm that wouldn't work right. God didn't want none of that, did He? He wanted you to believe that when we prayed for you the first time, after you repented of your sins, you was going to get healed. But it's hard to believe this invisible God, isn't it? It is. I know. I mean, we all have the same problem. You know, it's difficult to believe. But Thurman, if He would appear before me or send me an angel, put His arm around my neck and said, I've come to heal you, I could believe Him then.
Yeah.
See, with he sends another guy. He loves you. And when I pray for you, He's going to heal you. I guarantee it. But Thurman, I don't know if I can believe you or not. And then she goes, she tried. But you talk about a merciful God. Even after the surgery and your arm wouldn't work, He still forgave you and still healed your arm, didn't He?
Amen.
Now, is He a good God? He's a good God. He didn't want her to have that surgery in the first place, did He? He didn't want her to sin in the first place either, did He? No. See, but it's predestined that we're not to sin. We're to walk holy before God. But how many of us do it? Woo! None of us. I mean, we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Every stinking one of us. You know? I'm telling you. And sometimes we stink more than others. You know, depends on how hard I've worked, you know.
Amen.
If I'm out there working, I've come in a few times, I'd be soaking wet with sweat from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I've been out working on a tractor and it's 105 degrees or 110 in the shop because I don't have any air conditioning out there. And I walk into the minister's center and I get about this far and head for a church. She said, "Whoa, don't touch me. Go take a shower." She can smell me 5 feet away. You know, that's the way it is sometimes when us guys get out there and get hot like that. Right, Keith? You've been there, done that. You know what I mean, all the time. Yeah. The advice of the wise is like a life-giving fountain, and those who accept it avoid the snares of death. Now, if they don't accept it, they die, don't they? How many people go to the hospital? You go in and try to pray for them, tell them you repent of your sins, get rid of that unforgiveness toward John Doe or whatever. No, I ain't going to forgive him. Never. You can't get that man healed. I don't care what you do. He's going to die.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.